Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. Friends, I'm so excited to be launching the Muse to you this month, and it has been long awaited, hasn't it? I know so many of you have reached out and said, Jen, your branding, like who you are, Becoming Iconic. I am scrolling and I know when that's a Becoming Iconic post, and everything you do is so beautiful. I just had somebody come in the DMs and say, how do I get my hands on what you're doing? Like, I am a photographer and your video, your content, your graphics are next level. And I said, yeah, because my team, I have scoured the world to find the team that I have. I've gone through a lot of, you know, different people and variations, and we've landed on something that is iconic. I mean, I have the company name Becoming Iconic. It better be iconic. And so it's never about perfection, but it is about excellence. And so I know that it is something that's sought after, and I know it's being sought after right now because people are finally understanding that if you're just on the internet, putting things out there and hoping it lands, like throwing spaghetti noodles at the wall and hoping they stick, it is exhausting. And you're in your own way. It's messy, it's scrappy. And the beautiful message and impact that you have to make on the world is being missed and bypassed because it's not matching and marrying the energy of who you are. Branding is the most important, fundamental, foundational piece of building a company. It is the spark. It is the flame. It is the feet and the legs to it. And if you are not paying attention, or if you have not created a brand, this is going to be a really frustrating experience for you, and likely even slightly frustrating for your community because they're not entirely sure what it is. They are feeling like you're a little wobbly, so they're a little wobbly in their trust and belief in you. So branding is important, and I've named it the Muse because I find my branding is my muse. My branding has turned my life into my muse. I am my own muse. Like, it is something that has amplified everything in my life, from the way I cleanse my skin to the cosmetics I use to the way I get dressed to the interior of my home to the places I choose to eat and visit and vacation, to the way I take pictures, to the language I use, to, you know, black and white photography. It's like everything is so connected because a brand and a personal brand is you. And I don't believe many of you are scrappy. I don't believe many of you are that disorganized or that uncertain. I believe a lot of you are very certain what you have to offer, but we're not matching it in with a branding. So this is one of the things that as an agency, we are doing brands all the time. It's one of the main things why people hire me as private mentorship and also in my mastermind mastery, because they get the retainer and they're like, I want to work with you, but I love the fact that I have this retainer. Can we start and like build our relationship off of really actually anchoring in a brand? It's my favorite. So when they come in, it's like a complete return on investment immediately, where they're able to get this branding from a retainer that was a part of this package. And oh, it's like this full service, amazing moment. It's what I've always dreamt of. And I celebrate it all the time with clients. That I can't tell you, it's like a daily conversation when they say, I tell you, I want the world to know about Becoming Iconic. This is the best thing ever. And they love their brands because we just have such a standard of excellence. And it is what gives them the energy, the guts, the spine that is straight, the shoulders rolled back to start showing up online. It is incredible the transformation a brand does for a leader and a CEO of their company. It is, well, there's no exception to the rule. I have never witnessed yet a client who comes in, starts working with me where we clarify, what is this? Who are you? What are you offering? How do you want to offer it? And what do you see for yourself in 5 months, 5 years? You know, what is this? And so we really start to peel back the layers to get to the seed, the core of what they want to do, why they started in the first place. And we go back to that, like that initial just like glimpse and dream and vision for themselves. And then from there, we start to stack on all of the things that really, really matter to solidify a brand where people, again, will be scrolling and start to recognize. There's those brands, you know them, where you're scrolling, you're like, oh, I'm going to stop and read this because you know exactly who it's coming from. And again, with becoming iconic, that's our experience where people are like, oh my gosh, I scroll, I know exactly. Hey, Jen, I know that's you. And I love that. That's important. I mean, brand awareness and people connecting to your brand is what builds community and is what builds customers and clients and is what builds a company that one day either you pass down as a legacy piece or you sell. Like, where is this going? And I think sometimes we're thinking too short term. We're not thinking long term. And that's where we start to bypass the importance of a brand. So the Muse is this opportunity where I'm going to really teach you what is a brand. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't think people really understand what it is. I think people think it's just colors, fonts, and graphics. And yes, that is the best part. It's like, I come from a fashion background. I love that stuff. I love the aesthetic. I do. I love it. It's my creative outlet. I love, love, love it. But I don't want to know how to do it. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why I have a creative director. I don't want to learn how to make that reel as beautiful as it is. But I love working with her and expressing the energy, expressing my vision. Like, this is the vibe. This is the frequency. This is how I want people to feel. And she runs with it and creates. And I'm bringing her in the room for you. You get access to my creative director, who is a sheer genius, who has worked with top brands and now is exclusive to becoming iconic. This is what you get. And I really want to make sure all of you who are still acting like solopreneurs, all of you who are still scrapping and like kind of hanging out in Canva, doing the best you can in your design of your brand, start to really understand the fundamentals and then realize the depth of it, that it far exceeds just the aesthetic. There's a value, there's a character, and that never changes. That is like that solid foundation. If you think about building a house, when they dig and pour that cement foundation, it is to hold the house. It is to hold it and sustain it. And that's what a brand does. What are your values? What is the character? What is the tone? Who are you? And when you start living that, you will start to become your own muse. This is where all of a sudden you start stripping away this resistance around social media. Like, most social media is hard. I feel like I always got to do it. I don't know what to say. Like, all this stuff. I'm like, really? Is that what a CEO says? Is that what an entrepreneur who is in the deep end behaves? Like, we don't do that. Instead, we're like, how do I fall in love with this? What could I do that makes this fun and exciting? How could I be more curious? And if it's not my genius, if this is not something I enjoy doing or I have a gift in doing, I'm going to hire someone. I'm going to delegate this to someone because I'm not going to just simply skip over it because I don't feel like doing it. I'm actually going to delegate it so it gets done because it's important and I'm going to go into my lane. Friends, this is so imperative for you. If you think of the biggest brands you know, you can see their logo and immediately have a feeling attached. You can hear the name, you know exactly what it is. I mean, think about Kleenex, for example. Like, a tissue is not a Kleenex. A box of tissue is like that thing you pull out is not a Kleenex, it's a tissue. But because Kleenex has really solidified a brand, we actually call every tissue a Kleenex. Like, think about that. How like, wow, that is a brand. Think of Amazon. And I mean, I could geek out on all of these things. I'm going to talk about it in the Muse because, again, this podcast would be like hours long. I really want to teach you the artistry, the depth, the consideration, and the leadership, and really the attention it deserves to build something now that lasts forever. it's so imperative. So this is the fun part of my career. I'm enjoying this so much. Those of you in the B lounge, you know, you get to walk in the door of this. How fun is that for you? I mean, you just get to be like, yep, I'm in there. Yep, I'm in there. So this is a great time to consider B lounge because it's actually going to show up as a trifecta. I'm going to move from branding into a program that's all about marketing because marketing and branding, although they very much overlap, there is a difference. And so we're going to walk through some marketing that's going to encompass like launching and how to curate gorgeous copy and, you know, magnetism and calling people in, so on and so forth. That's going to just be really, really solid for those of you who have product or service-based businesses. And then we're going to go into sales. It's called Sales Freak, by the way. Isn't that the best? And so we're going to talk about sales because all three of these things stack upon one another. And so you can't really talk about one without the other. So this is this trifecta experience. So again, you can come into the Muse. You can purchase the trifecta, which means you have all three of those bricks that stack against one another and create a beautiful understanding and leadership of how to build a brand, the marketing and the sales in your business. Or better yet, come into B Lounge and just walk into the room of all of these things. And in the B Lounge, we're going to have some sidebar conversations where there's going to be some Q&A with me and you get to have some time with my creative director. So I want to say to all of you listening, yes, I'm talking about the Muse, but I hope you heard how important and you heard the urgency I had in my voice for you to start understanding the importance of building a brand and not just spending all of this time on the internet, spinning your wheels, scratching your head, wondering why this isn't working or why it's not landing. And friends, it's never been about anybody else making this land for you. You're not landing the plane. You're still circling the airport going, I'm not entirely sure. Land the plane, develop a brand, figure this out, because without it, it's always going to be a diluted kind of version. People are not going to resonate, and you're really going to start sort of slipping down into the noise of the marketplace. If you want to stand apart, these are things, these are considerations, these are, you know, just the moves we make as CEOs that make us stand apart. You're wondering how come she has success? How come becoming iconic is like growing leaps and bounds constantly? Because I do these things. I'm not sitting on the sidelines going, oh, well, you know, one day I'll think about that, or, you know, I'll invest in that when I make more money, or like none of us talk like that. None of us speak like that. No big brand ever did that. Every brand, every company who is piercing the noise right now makes moves, gains the skill and understanding, delegates what is not their genius, and knows that they're doing something for like forever, that they're doing this for a reason, for a purpose beyond just this next year. And I really challenge you to consider this and really challenge you to stop being the only person sitting at your boardroom table with every single hat on, like you were meant to do all these things. You were not. You're meant to do the thing that sparked it in the first place. If you right now are so passionate about a product, you were meant to talk about the product. You were meant to get the product in front of people. You were meant to share the passion you have around that product. That's your job. If you are in service, your mission, your daily act of service is to be in service of others, to be in front of people, to be sharing, to be connecting, to be creating contribution and impact and so on. It's not to be doing all the other things. So I do believe we need to have a foundational understanding as the CEO. It is, I believe, a part of the role and responsibility. And then once we have the understanding and we decide to delegate, you really do appreciate that delegation so much more because of the understanding you have and because you know how important it is and because you know the work that's involved and because you know that this stuff really matters. You will actually really hone in a gorgeous team. And maybe you end up falling in love with the artistry around branding. That is something that you didn't even realize you enjoyed until I was like that. I was kicking and screaming and throwing a temper tantrum on the sidelines around social media in just 2016. I was like, I do not want to do this. This is crazy. This is wild. Who has the time? Why is everybody taking selfies? What is going on around here? I I was literally that person that was having a temper tantrum. Then I started being scrappy on the internet, not really understanding that there's an artistry, a skill to this. It was okay, but I remember when I decided to bring that creative side to me out on the internet to actually treat my grid and what I'm building and the magazine and the three different platforms of Becoming Iconic, whether it's the Becoming Iconic main page or the Becoming Iconic agency or the Becoming Iconic magazine. I was like, what if this is an expression of my artistry, a representation of how I would put an outfit together? Like, this is my magazine, my catalog. What if I built this grid like it was a coffee table book? You know, people are going out and buying Tom Ford books to put on their shelves to decorate their homes, and they don't even really know who Tom Ford is, or, you know, all those sorts of things because it looks pretty. I'm like, what if Becoming Iconic is that, where people are just like, I love this for the way it makes me feel. I love this for the way it pulls me up and up levels me just from the sheer beauty of it. And then I see the meaning and the depth of the words and the messaging and the tone and the sincerity of it. That's what I'm building with Becoming Iconic. So if you look at the brand I have built and you're thinking, oh, this is the room where you get to not build Becoming Iconic, because that's not what we're going after and that's not the vibe or intention at all. It's that you build this for yourself. You build a brand that is your muse, that you're so proud of. And when you are, you watch. People will be coming in your DMs, knocking on your door, calling you up for collabs. It will happen because they will realize you took yourself seriously. You're building something of substance. You're in this for the long run. And that will make them feel so magnetized towards you, because you will be different than the thousands and thousands of others who are just scrapping it until they make it. And I challenge you not to do that. So see you in the Muse, friends. Chat soon. Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about Becoming Iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.